at Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, For him and for your home, experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening on this Hump Day Wednesday, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Wednesday morning. We welcome you to the OPT Network. Also, you can reach out to us at our offices located at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2 right here in Alexandria. You can zip it up with 71302, or you can simply phone us by dialing 318-445-5658. I tell you what, it's Wednesday. The week is off to a wonderful start. As always, every single morning, we like to remind you, if you're driving in, getting ready for school, getting ready for work, to make sure that you're watching out for kids that are standing alongside bus stops. Make sure that you're watching out for buses. And most importantly, but still important in all of those issues, make sure that you're slowing down through those school zones. Sometimes, especially when you're running a little bit behind, we tend to push it. And when we do that, you know what? There is nothing good that happens. We remind you also about the South Traffic Circle. Accidents happening in that circle daily, sometimes multiple accidents. And in the morning is no good time, especially if you're in a hurry. So this morning, we want to remind you to just slow down, get there safely, and get your morning started on the right foot. And the way that we do that is to just talk about those things that we believe are possible. Believing that we're going to have a good day and making sure that our kids leave out with those same great messages in the morning. Sometimes I know it's tough. You know what? Especially since we're just getting back from Thanksgiving holiday. Kids are trying to get remotivated. But you know what? Christmas will be here before you know it, and kids will be out of school again. So let's make sure that we keep our kids motivated by staying motivated ourselves. We've got an incredibly important show lined up this morning. We're going to have Dr. Gary Jones in this morning, who's going to be talking about some screenings, some very important screenings that are happening, and we'll tell you more about that a little bit later in the show. And you know, every single morning we try to give you information that will empower you to live better, to live more healthy lives. And we still want to encourage people, although Breast Cancer Awareness Month is over, there are still free mammograms at Cabrini Hospital, at St. Francis Cabrini Women's Hospital, the women's wing. So if you are underinsured or you have no insurance, we're going to continue to remind you until every single mammogram has been used that all you need to do is call Diane Kitts at Cabrini Hospital. K-I-T-T-S is the correct spelling of her last name, the number 487-1122. And we have people calling us all the time saying, I missed the number. How can I connect? The number is 487-1122. And if you cannot reach anyone at that number, you can call our offices at 318-445-5658. And we have connected people through our office. A lot of times, you know, because she is the main mammographer there, she is the person that does most of the testing. Sometimes she's hard to reach, but if you'll leave her a message letting her know that you're inquiring about those free mammograms, someone will surely contact you to make sure that you get that done. Again, if you're 40 years old or older and you have not had a mammogram, most especially if you've not had a mammogram because you just didn't have insurance or you were underinsured, and that's not one of the services that was provided, there is no excuse. And so what we say every single day is that knowledge is power. The more information you have, the more powerful that you will be in handling your own advocacy for yourself and your health. And so that's what it's all about. Again, the number to Cabrini Hospital, 487. If you're not in the area, 318-487-1122 is who you can call for more information in regards to that. We also want to remind you about Sylvia's Pink Party for the Cure. It's coming up December 15th. We've got people calling us about tables. We've got people calling, asking when the party is. It's December the 15th, and we're calling that the holiday kickoff party. It's going to be an incredibly wonderful party. We're inviting people from all across Central Louisiana. Sylvia and her team, Darlene St. Romain down at Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, is kicking off an incredible party. And let me tell you, if you've never been to one of Darlene St. Romain's party, you have not been to a party yet. When I tell you that they know how to throw a party, they absolutely do. And Darlene is one of those incredible people, DC, that is always trying to give back to her community, give back to the state, and be the change that she wants to see. And so we want to encourage all of the people that want to get more information about Darlene's Pink Party for the Cure. You can phone them at Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services by dialing 318-346-2540. Lots of people have already reserved their table for a $20 donation. We're going to give all of that money. She's donating all of that money to the Breast Cancer Foundation. And so if you want to be part of the change that you want to see in our community in eradicating breast cancer, then you'll want to be at that party. It is going to be a wonderful celebration, not only of life, but a celebration of the holiday season. And we're super excited, and we can't wait to see the huge turnout that we know is going to happen on December the 15th. Again, for more information, 318-346-2540. You can also phone the OPT offices, and we'll help you to connect with that as well. 318-445-5658. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll have more right after this. It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, get your walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success, and a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Rosa Fields, a local State Farm insurance agent, and I listen to On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I'm Dallas Hickson, managing partner of Hickson Automotive, and I'm proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's November 28th. It's Hump Day Wednesday. And this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is on point serving Rapides and surrounding areas. For more information, you can phone Rosa and her team by dialing 318-487-1881. Also, Hixson Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, you can log on to HixsonHasIt.com. You know, switching gears just a little bit, DC, every single morning, I drink my green tea every single morning without fail. And this morning, I saw a very interesting article in Men's Health. And what they're saying, men, is that green tea is really, really great for men. And if your brain requires that morning boost, like coffee, most people drink coffee in the morning to get going, they're saying you might want to consider now green tea. It can help improve the memory and cognition in men. And this report is a new study in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition. It says researchers recruited 12 healthy men and divided them into two groups. One group consumed a drink containing green tea extract, while a placebo group was given a drink without the extract. Well, long story short, it's got great supplements in green tea that will help to improve your memory. And so not only does it have great supplements for your memory, it's just a great tea to drink in the morning. And so every single morning, because of all of the healthy antioxidants and all of the great value that's found in green tea, I drink my green tea every single morning. So for all of those men that are looking for something different, they say green tea is chocked full of great, great ingredients that are healthful chemicals that go beyond the tea benefits of just drinking regular tea. So green tea may help prevent those neurotransmitters involved in brain functioning. So just fruit for thought this morning, one of those good tips that maybe you never really think about. And sometimes people are just looking for a change. And I know a lot of people in the morning just cannot get started without their coffee. But for me, it's tea. And so just fruit for thought this morning. We've got a lot of things coming up. We're also in this month, we are in the month of Diabetes Awareness Month. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later in the show, especially during the holidays and during eating. You know, a lot of people have gone outside of the realm of their diets for the holidays, especially people who are diabetic and people who are hypertensive, have created lots of variations in their diets. And so we want to talk about how we can stay healthy in good eating habits for the holidays, no matter if you have health problems or not. And sometimes, DC, it's just really, really tough to eat healthy during the holidays.
Absolutely it is.
And so one of the things that you said is, Carlette, we don't want to beat people down with good healthy eating tips, and we really don't, because we know that this is a time where people splurge, but there are a lot of little things that we can do that will keep us healthy. And a lot of people just want to use this time to just eat what they want to eat. But the fact of the matter is that just small changes during the holidays, especially during holiday parties, and there's so many things that are chocked full of calories that we don't even think of. Things like eggnog that's loaded with calories, and those hot chocolates with whipped cream, and just those little things that if we take those sort of things out of our diet, and I know a lot of people are saying, well, what is the holidays without eggnog? Well, eggnog is wonderful, but it's loaded with calories. And one of the things that we're going to do this week as well is we're going to bring Dr. Rowe on. She's been on Dr. Oz. She's been in Essence Magazine, and she's been all on the national media circuit. She is a registered dietitian, and she's also a doctor. And she's going to be talking about some of the things that she found are helpful during the holidays and some of the things that we can do eating that will help us. And so David, Christmas is at the top of the list for trying to stay healthy during the holidays. He's lost a substantial amount of weight, and and so he kind of went off the scale a little bit, but is gradually coming back. And so how tough is it, DC, coming back after the holidays for you?
Oh, it's tough, but you know, it's more of a lifestyle change, so it's really not that bad, because even though I started eating some things that I wasn't eating in my lifestyle change, I wasn't overeating.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just that moderation for me, I didn't see a whole bunch of weight gain, you know,
uh-huh.
maybe picked up a couple of pounds, uh-huh. but I think it wasn't just, you know, and I weigh once a week. So when I weigh next week, I fully expect for that to have dropped off and maybe lost a couple of other pounds. So,
and we'll see. For what about for Christmas?
Well, for Christmas, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm not going to, you know, charm the food and, you know, actually.
What does that mean? Charm the food.
My whole life is centered in and around the next meal.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm just gonna, you know, keep it moderate.
You're gonna keep it moderate.
Yeah, just take it one day at a time and enjoy, you know, the good festive food that people are gonna be making, and not overdo it.
Absolutely. Well, we're gonna be talking about some holiday eating tips throughout the holidays. We're gonna try to give you just some general ideas about what you can do without ruining your holidays, because we know that we celebrate, a lot of us celebrate love and family around food. But you know what, if we can just make those small changes, like drinking other beverages rather than those high caloric beverages like eggnog and the hot chocolates filled with whipped cream and all of those high energy drinks that we think about during the holidays. And so what we're going to do throughout is we're going to try to give you some little tips that you'll still be able to enjoy the holidays. You'll be able to enjoy the food and the family and all of the things that you love, but maybe you'll just cut back a little bit. So this morning, really, we're talking about how to stay healthy, not only for the holidays, but all year round. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Gary Jones, who is our doctor on point and on call, and we're going to see what he has to say about the holidays, eating, and how to stay healthy. Stay on point. We're back right after this.
Merry Christmas, baby. It's Judy treating me nice. You bought me a diamond ring for Christmas. I feel like I'm in paradise. I feel mighty fine, y'all. Music on my radio. Feel mighty fine, girl. I got music on my radio. Oh, oh, oh. I feel like I'm gonna kiss you standing beneath that mistletoe. Santa came down the chimney. Y'all left all them a good old present for my baby and for me. Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice? You bought all those good old presents. I love you, baby. Rest of my life. Merry Christmas, girl. Merry, merry.
Got mail.
Christmas, Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Training for intervention procedures, Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, waitstaff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. And the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Terra Home. It's that time of the year if you're looking for a great gift for somebody that is really special, or you're looking for beautiful, unique home decor. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive right here in Alexandria. Also St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital and McDonald's of Alexandria. If you're just joining the show this morning, we're talking about health for the holidays, and not just for the holidays, but really all year long. We're joined by Dr. Gary Jones, who is our doctor on point and on call. Dr. Jones, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Colette.
Dr. Jones is so incredibly busy all the time. And there's several things that we want to talk about this morning, Dr. Jones, but we want to talk about something that's very important that a lot of people may not know about and may not hear about. It's called abdominal aortic aneurysm, also referred to as triple A. Let's talk about what that is and why people need to understand this.
Well, people really do need to understand this, Colette, because it is a silent killer. It's one of those type of processes where most of the time you don't even have a symptom. It just shows up immediately. And when it happens, it can be catastrophic. So what we like to do is we want to get to that early. We want to detect it and treat it before it causes a problem. And the problem it causes is that big blood vessel will rupture.
Mm-hmm.
And when it ruptures, chances are that person's not going to make it.
Wow. So what are the symptoms of abdominal aortic aneurysm?
Well, let me just say first that the abdominal aorta is the largest blood vessel in your body.
Okay.
It runs right in the middle of your abdomen, and right around your navel, it divides into two and goes into both legs. Okay.
Okay.
Normally, that should be about 2.5 centimeters, right about an inch.
Okay.
In diameter. Over time, it can become dilated. It does that normally with age. But then it becomes what we call aneurysmal, where it really starts to get really big like a balloon.
Mm-hmm.
And when that happens...
Why does that happen? Do we know?
You know, we really don't know. Molecularly, they think there's some type of problem in the wall of the aorta. But we do know some of the things that put you at risk for it.
Okay.
For instance, high blood pressure, cigarette smoking, a high cholesterol diet, mm-hmm. a family history. Those things can put you at a risk for developing this abdominal aortic aneurysms. But the symptoms that you were asking about, like I said earlier, sometimes there are no symptoms and the person presents with a rupture. On the other hand, you can have back pain.
Mm-hmm.
You can have belly pain. You can have sometimes little parts break off and go to the legs and block off a blood vessel.
Wow.
You can then become a rigid abdomen where your abdomen becomes very tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's sort of it's rupturing, but it hadn't completely ruptured yet.
Mm-hmm. And your stomach just becomes real tight.
It becomes very tight, yes, and painful.
Now, this is an issue that is found more often in men rather than in women.
Exactly. Probably about 5-to-1 chance it's going to be found in men versus the ladies. But I can tell you, it's becoming more common in ladies, too.
Wow. And so for those people that are sitting here listening to this conversation, that even for me, it was my first time hearing abdominal aortic aneurysm, what are some of the things that people should be looking for, you know, other than, you know, just those sort of obvious things? Mm-hmm. Is it something that is progressive and over time, or is it something that just suddenly seems to happen?
Well, it is progressive over time, but what they should be looking for is a good screening, okay?
Okay.
To come in and get checked, because, again, most people don't know they have it. Mm-hmm. And out of sight, out of mind, so to speak, okay? So until you have a screening, and what that is an ultrasound that's non-invasive, where you lie down on the table, we put some Vaseline, some type of jelly on you, on your abdomen, and then we check with this probe to see the size of the aorta. And we get a good impression at that time if you have an abdominal aortic aneurysm or not. And as you know, Cabrini, we're putting on a screening next Friday, December the 7th, from 8 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon to do just that. We're going to be doing some abdominal aortic aneurysm screenings at Cabrini in the Women's Pavilion.
Okay. And it's absolutely at no cost to the community. And this is really just another way that Cabrini Hospital is giving back to the community. And so people that are listening are probably wondering, okay, do I need to get screened? So who are we talking to? Who, what age group, what people with what sort of issues probably need to be at this screening?
You know, definitely people over.
Or definitely need to be at this screening.
Definitely people over the age of 60.
Over the age of 60.
Definitely, okay? And more definitely for men over the age of 65 who smoke cigarettes. Okay.
Why are cigarettes such an important component?
You know, and we've talked about cigarettes for years. The cigarettes have no beneficial aspect to it. But we know that people smoke cigarettes, the blood vessels weaken when it happens, and it can increase the expanding of the artery. So the cigarettes does have a deleterious, a bad effect on that abdominal aortic aneurysm.
Okay. What about people with high blood pressure?
People with high blood pressure, they're at risk too. They need to get screened. People with a family history. I had my brother with one. I had my father with one.
Really?
My mother had one. Even if you're like 45, you need to come in and get screened.
If you have a family history.
If you have a family history, you need to get screened.
And so a lot of times, Dr. Jones, people have a family history of this and really don't know that it's a family history. Because you hear people say all the time, well, my mom had an aneurysm. A lot of people really aren't aware that there is a history of that and don't think that that is something that will be progressive. In a family line.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate because keeping a good family history of what's going on with your predecessors is extremely important, especially in this situation. But you hear people, he just dropped dead. From what?
Right.
You know, was it a heart attack? Was it abdominal aneurysm?
And aren't we always going to say it was probably a heart attack?
Exactly. That's the most common thing people say. When probably, I mean, that's the most common thing that happens, but it could have been something else.
Right. And so if this abdominal aortic aneurysm ruptures, could it be fatal?
Most times it is. Most times they don't leave the threshold of their home.
Really?
When they get to the hospital, it's probably about a 1 in 10 chance they're going to survive.
Is that right?
Exactly. Because they're exsanguinated in blood. The blood pressure goes to nothing immediately, almost. So there's nothing to push the blood around. So you're deprived of oxygen, you're deprived of glucose to make the cells work, your brain doesn't have the blood going to it. Your kidney doesn't have the blood flow going to it. So, yeah, you're in trouble real quick.
So over time, the abdominal aortic, it just worsens over time, and you're really not even the wiser.
Exactly right. That's why it's so very important to get screened. When you screen, when we find an abdominal aortic aneurysm, it doesn't immediately mean you need to have an operation.
Okay. What does it mean?
It means that you have one and we need to be watched. For instance, there are three ways to treat this.
Okay.
Let's say you come in and you get an abdominal screening.
Okay.
And we find that you have a AAA.
Right. And I have had that screening.
Yeah. You were fine.
Okay.
Okay. But you have a AAA, okay?
Right.
Like I said earlier, the normal size is 2.5 centimeters.
Okay.
Okay. But let's say it's 3 centimeters.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to say, okay, you have a dilatation. We need to see you back in 6 months.
And what does a dilatation mean?
It's widening. It's opening up. It's getting bigger. It's starting to balloon out.
All right.
Okay. But in that 6 months time, we want you to stop cigarette smoking if you are smoking cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to change your diet. We want a more plant-based diet, low cholesterol diet. We want you to get your blood pressure under control. Probably going to check your cholesterol, and if necessary, put you on a cholesterol-lowering medicine.
Okay.
And we do want you to exercise. Okay. We want you to, you know, get into a walking program.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the type of healthy style living conditions that's going to hopefully slow this thing down.
Okay.
And I'll put my patients on vitamin C and a grape seed extract because they help to promote collagen formation. Collagen is such the rebarb. You know, people, they put the rebarb in the cement to keep the cement together.
Mm-hmm.
The collagen is sort of what that does in the blood vessels.
So it holds it together.
It holds it together.
So it doesn't balloon out.
Exactly right. I'll slow it down anyway.
Okay.
So I put them on some vitamin C and some grape seed extract to hopefully.
Well, so let me ask you this. Everybody has this, right?
Abdominal aorta?
Right. We all have one. So as we grow older, is it somehow growing? Or if it is growing, then we're in trouble?
Well, yes, it is. If it's growing, you could be in trouble, yes.
Okay.
But now, you know, not everyone develops an abdominal aortic aneurysm.
Okay.
Last year, probably about 200,000 people got diagnosed with abdominal aortic aneurysm.
Okay.
But there are probably 1 million people out there with one. 1 million people out there with one. Well, you know, we got 300 million people in the United States. So, you know, it's common.
Okay.
But not everyone gets one that progressed the way it needs to be treated.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here. This is an important subject. It's called AAA, abdominal aortic aneurysm. We're going to tell you how you can get a free screening and why you should get screened, plus so much more, and how to stay healthy for the holidays. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. And participate in McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center, fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's a wonderful time of year at Dillard's Alexandria. From the best names in fashion, beauty, and fragrances to all the luxuries of home, Dillard's Alexandria is your Christmas destination. For huge holiday savings and spectacular selections, Dillard's Alexandria is the style of Christmas. Discover great gifts for her, for him, and for your home. Experience firsthand what all the buzz is about. For a wonderful shopping experience awaits you at Dillard's Alexandria for the style of Christmas. Dillard's Alexandria, located in the Alexandria Mall. For more information, phone 318-445-9992. Dillard's Alexandria, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
For those hosting a party, whatever the occasion, Southwest Beverage distributes the Great Party Guide, which provides tips to help ensure that their guests consume alcohol beverages responsibly and make it home safely. For more information, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I am Dr. Lawrence Minacci, a radiation oncologist at St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, and I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hello, I am Dr. Gary Jones with the Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, and I am proud to be part of the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT network. It's Wednesday, it's Hump Day Wednesday, and this segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. That's Jeremy Clary. You can get HD for life and all of the channels that you really want. And not only that, you can get great deals. And it starts by phoning 318-767-2220. Southern Heritage Bank is an independently community-owned bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action. Now, if you're just joining the OPT network this morning, we're talking about our health. And not only our health, but health, especially during the holidays, because oftentimes that's when people find that they have a lot of issues. And this morning we're joined by Dr. Gary Jones, and we're talking about the abdominal aortic aneurysm, and it is a mouthful. And St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, another way that they are giving back and supporting our community is by having a screening, and it will include anybody that wants to get screened, and you should come out December the 7th. Dr. Jones is going to be there. Dr. DeWitt is going to be there. And they're going to be there to just look at you and make sure that you're fine. And Dr. Jones, before we went to the break, you were talking about how the abdominal aortic aneurysm is treated. And you gave one way, but there are two other ways that it can be treated as well.
Yes. You know, Carlette, like I was saying, sometimes we just wait. We wait for watching. We're going to bring you back every 6 months.
Waitful watching.
Watching, yes. And it means that, you know, you don't need a surgery. It doesn't need to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we need to watch you. We don't need to lose you to follow up. You have to come back every 6 months. We're going to follow you. And if it gets above a certain diameter, and I mean, we said it was 2.5 is normal.
Mm-hmm.
We found you at 3. But now let's say you get to 5.5 centimeters.
Mm.
Now something's got to be done. And then we're going to make a designation whether or not we can treat you one or two other ways.
Okay.
One way is the gold standard, which is the open procedure, where you open the abdomen up and go and replace the aneurysm.
Replace it?
That's right. Actually, that was populated by popularized actually by a surgeon out of Tulane, Dr. Michael DeBakey. So, and that's been going since the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he used to sow his own grass on a sewing machine.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, but that's one way, which is the gold standard. But mm-hmm. now we have a new way, and actually, Dr. DeWitt at LACVT probably has the best running record on that Louisiana right now.
Wow. We're
called endovascular stents, where we can go in from the groin area and put a graft on the inside of the aorta rather than open the abdomen up
mm-hmm.
with two cuts in the groin. And those patients do recover faster. Now, there are plus and minuses on both sides. First of all, with the everybody wants to get the stent.
So everybody wants to get that. Because nobody wants to be opened up, right?
Nobody wants to be opened up. But like I always tell them, that shoe has to fit.
Okay.
If the shoe doesn't fit, it's not going to work. So we have to go back to the open procedure. And actually, to be honest with you, not many people can get a stent.
Really? Why not?
Because of the way the aneurysm develops, it becomes tortuous. It has a certain side.
Tortuous? What is in the world does that mean?
Tortuous, circuitous. It runs like a snake. You know, it's up circular, right? It doesn't just come straight down or balloon. It can curve to the right. It can curve to the left.
Mm-hmm.
The neck on the aneurysm at the top, before it starts getting too big, has to be a certain size.
Mm-hmm.
Because the
All of the stars have to line up
exactly
in
right.
order for you to be able to get a stent.
Exactly right.
And see, folks, these are the reasons why we want to have these conversations, because when we go into the doctor's offices, sometimes you guys use such a huge dialect that we have no idea what you're talking about. But people can really get, okay, if everything doesn't fit for me, then I can't get the stent.
And you know, people come in thinking, well, you guys just can't do it here. I'm going to tell you, we've had people go to New Orleans and come back and say, well, doc, they told me they couldn't do it. I say,
right.
That's what we told you here, too. It's no special thing anyplace else. It has to, like you said, the stars have to line up.
Right.
And if it doesn't line up, it's not going
to
work.
And it's important for us to note that Dr. Gary Jones and Dr. Chance DeWitt are some of probably the foremost leading experts in the country. So there's really not any place else that you can go and get taken care of any better. And, you know, I've said this many times, and I've said this to many people, Dr. Jones, I think you're one of the smartest, most brilliant doctors right here, found right here in our own backyard. And that's why these conversations are important, because a lot of people have not heard of an abdominal aortic aneurysm, don't know that they could be threatening one, and wouldn't know unless they come out and get this screening.
You know, Colette, I got to tell you, you know, it's one of those things that when they show up in the emergency room, you see that panic on the family's face that they want you to do something, and you realize that you're behind the eight ball already. It's always better to prevent this problem.
Right.
That's why the screening is so important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's find out if you have one first.
Right.
You may be worrying that you have one and you don't have one.
Right.
But if you do have one, let's find out. Let's come up with a plan that we can treat this before the problem happens.
Because right.
When it happens. Now, like I said earlier, we behind the eight ball.
And so this is a screening that men and women alike should come out and have. And it's a very quick screening. Let's talk about how quick and simple it really is.
Yeah, it's very quick. It's painless.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you're going to
lie. And that's important. No pain.
No pain. You're going to lie down on the table. We're going to have to expose your abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, pull your shirt up or
right.
whatever.
Your belly.
And put some, I say jelly on the belly is what I like to describe it as. Put some jelly on the belly, and we're going to rub a probe over your abdomen to see the abdominal aorta and see if it's dilated or aneurysmal.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we're going to be able to say, yes, you have one, no, you don't have one.
Mm-hmm. And that's really, isn't that the scary thing for most people, Dr. Jones? Yes, you do have one.
Yeah, but again, like I said, it doesn't necessarily mean you need to have a surgical treatment, but you need to have some modification, diet, blood pressure control. Cholesterol control.
So with all those controls, you can prevent the aneurysm from erupting.
Well, you can't prevent it from rupturing.
Rupturing.
Right. But you might slow it down.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's what you want. You don't want to grow to 5.5 centimeters. You want to slow that growth down.
Right.
You know? Let's say you're 75 years old and we find that you have a 3-centimeter abdominal aneurysm.
Mm-hmm.
But with some modification, you may never have to have anything done.
Okay.
But you need to have the modifications done in your lifestyle.
Absolutely. And that's what it's all about. And we want to encourage everyone within the sound of our voices. And if you have a family history, most especially Dr. Jones, those folks should come out. But then ages, starting at age what?
Well, actually, about age 55.
Okay.
You know, for general purposes. But if you're 65 and old and you're smoking cigarettes, you need to come and get checked.
You need to come
at a higher risk.
Okay. And so for those men and women 55 years or older, or even younger people that have had years and years of cigarette smoking.
And a family history
should come in December the 7th. It's going to be at St. Francis Cabrini Women's Pavilion. Dr. Jones is going to be there. It'll be a great opportunity to meet him and a great opportunity to have this screening free of charge and make sure that your health is on point. And that's why we have these conversations, because they're critically important to our community. things that we would otherwise, Dr. Jones, not know about.
Not know about, you know. And let me just say something here, Tillett, and a point I've been making to a lot of patients and my friends here lately is that, you know, we're all concerned about the healthcare crisis in America. One of the things that make the cost of medicine go up is that we wait too late to get something treated. That costs a whole lot more money than being a preventative type of treatment.
Right.
Okay. You're talking about somebody with a ruptured abdominal, and you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to keep this person from dying when it can be very easily treated much, much, much less than that. So, again, we have to help, too,
right,
with the government. You know, we have to be the change, like you say, that we want to see in ourselves. We have to do that.
Right.
We have to make those decisions. Let's eat healthy. Let's exercise. Let's not smoke cigarettes. Let's not eat those dozen donuts. Okay? Mm-hmm. So we have to be that change. And then when we do that, we're going to bring the cost of medicine down. Not the government. We're going to do it ourselves.
Absolutely.
By being healthier people.
And, you know, we've been saying this, especially as we have been stomping for breast cancer, but we try to bring the information to the community, but the information is pretty much just like the word. The word can only work if you work it. Well, information will only work if you not just sit here and listen to what Dr. Jones is doing. Because let me tell you, he was extremely busy all day yesterday, all night last night, got up, came here to have this conversation with us so that we can be more proactive, so that we can be our own best advocates. But guess what? None of this will work. It will all be in vain, Dr. Jones, if people don't go out and get the screening.
You know, Colette, I can't tell you how many patients I come in and say, that's not going to happen to me, Dr. Jones. Yes, it can happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
You listening audience, if you're driving to work this morning, if you're already at work this morning, if you're at home, it can happen to you. And, chances it can happen to you. It will happen to you at some point in time. You have to take control of your health.
Absolutely. And then, when we don't take control, we're looking at Dr. Jones saying, fix it. Heal them. Go in and be God. Go in and get it done.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. We never get it back to perfect, okay? We can make you better.
Right.
But we're not going to make you perfect again.
Absolutely. Let's take a quick break here. But when we come back, we'll talk about diabetes. And we'll talk about eating good and healthy for the holidays. And how to stay on point, y'all, with our health. We got to be our own best advocates. Stay on point. We're back right after this.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in of Oyles Parish. For more information on of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Training for intervention procedures, Southwest Beverage helps provide tip server training to educate bartenders, waitstaff, and store clerks on how to identify and prevent potential alcohol abuse situations and properly check IDs. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is serving of Oyles Parish and surrounding areas. Here's the number. It's 318-346-6695. Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Well, they're the credit union with a heart, and they're dedicated to excellence. The of Oyles Commission of Tourism, stay and play in of Oyles Parish. And also Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is the best stop. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Dr. Gary Jones, who's our doctor on point and on call. And we're talking about being healthy. And, you know, we equate that to the holidays, Dr. Jones, simply because we are in the holidays. Now, the month of November has been Diabetes Awareness Month, and approximately 24 million Americans, which is about 7.8%, they say, of the population, suffers with some sort of diabetes.
And so let's talk about how that correlates into the holidays, especially since we're in the middle of the holidays.
Well, for diabetics, it's very important, Colette. I mean, you can take that posture, you know, I'm just going to do it for the holidays.
Exactly.
I'm going to eat whatever I want to eat and end up in the emergency room with some kind of diabetic ketoacidosis,
mm-hmm.
which means your sugar gets really high and you're in trouble.
Well, you know what?
Diabetics is very important.
And when you talk about that, because we know people in our families, we all know people in our families that have what we call, we don't even call it diabetes, we call it sugar, mm-hmm. that have sugar, and their sugar goes up. And they don't think a thing really about it.
Oh, you should be thinking a lot about it, because a lot of bad things start to happen metabolic in your body. You can become dehydrated. They can start working on the kidneys, works on the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be a lot of bad things happen with that. They can go into a coma
mm-hmm.
from that. So don't let the holiday season, like I say, have you end up in the emergency room because you didn't follow some simple steps
mm-hmm.
that you needed to do, especially if you're diabetic. But even if you're not diabetic, mm-hmm. you shouldn't overindulge. But especially if you are a diabetic, you have to be very mindful of that.
And, you know, you were talking about the high cost of health care, and the studies show that more than $174 billion is spent annually on health care costs related just to diabetes right here in the United States.
Oh, it's phenomenal how much money we spend on that one issue. And a lot of that, really, call that could be prevented because a lot of diabetes is tied to obesity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And obesity is a tough issue. I think when people hear about obesity, they immediately think, well, these people ought to be able to stop this problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that easy.
Right.
It's not that easy. It's a very tough problem.
Right.
But we want to work with everyone with that problem to try to get them back to a healthier type of diet,
mm-hmm.
lifestyle. And again, you'd be amazed how many people, when they drop all that weight, the diabetes goes away.
Mm-hmm.
The high blood pressure goes away. The arthritis goes away. So it becomes a healthier life for them.
Absolutely. So for those people that are really saying, and I know we're talking to a lot of people this morning that say, you know, I do have sugar, but I'm gonna eat for the holidays. I'm gonna throw caution to the wind, and people have done it probably holiday season in and out and have gotten away with it. But there are really some inherent dangers that come along with throwing that caution to the wind.
Oh, that's exactly right, Colette. I mean, I think the holiday season is mainly about being with friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the food actually is sort of secondary, although some people make it primary.
Absolutely.
And I understand it go hand in hand really this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I would advise is with those patients, they know what they should be eating.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly stick with fruits and vegetables, you know, low caloric drinks like you were talking about
mm-hmm.
earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And don't take that. I've heard people say, I'm going to eat a little bit more, mm-hmm. but I'm going to take some more insulin, too. That's not a good idea. No, it's people.
I'm going to eat a little bit more.
I'm going to take some more insulin. That's not a good idea. You know, that ends you up in the emergency room now because your sugar's gotten too low.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have to be careful with that.
And a lot of people are self-medicating. They are. They're determining because, let's face it, the people that have sugar have had it for a long time and feel like, you know, because I was talking to somebody that said, you know, my sugar is up, you know, but I ain't going to worry about it.
Yeah, I know more than a doctor. Yeah, I know my body. Yeah, you end up in the emergency room. Again, it's just some simple steps.
So should those cakes and pies and all those things that we want to eat, should they be thrown out completely or should they just be moderated?
I think it should be moderated. And when I say, I think it's smaller portions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have some of the smaller portions. You can't eat, like I said, a dozen donuts, a whole pecan pie,
mm-hmm.
you know, smaller portions,
mm-hmm.
Fruits and vegetables.
Now, when should people that have diabetes or sugar, when should they be concerned, especially people that are checking their sugar every day or checking their blood every day?
Mm-hmm.
At what point should they be concerned that it's, quote unquote, too high?
Well, you know, when if they've been following for a long time, they got a level that they know they'd like to live in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, normally your sugar should run under 100.
Right.
That's normal.
And most people really that have sugar probably don't even.
They're not going to run under 100.
They're not going to run under 100.
If you're being treated for diabetes and you're running under 100, that's probably too tight of control.
Okay.
Because at that point, you're subject to your blood sugar getting too low,
mm-hmm.
and hypoglycemia, as we call it, can be just as bad as hyperglycemia, hyper meaning too much sugar
mm-hmm.
in the blood, okay? But when they're watching, let's say they run around 130, 140, and now they're running 240
mm-hmm.
to 300,
mm-hmm.
they know they're out of control.
And so at that point, what should they really be doing? Because a lot of people really aren't doing anything.
Probably immediately they should make some adjustments on their diet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they've been given some type of parameters by their doctor on how they can increase the insulin a little bit when they're taking it. But if that doesn't work in a day or two, they need to get with their doctor.
Absolutely. And these are just important, critical issues. And I know, I can feel it. You know, when we do these shows, I can feel people talking back to me because they know and they feel like they've controlled it, or they've just had high sugar all along and they're going to just be stubborn. But you know what? At some point, doesn't that really just catch up with you?
Well, it definitely does. I mean, you know, new studies are coming out now showing that if you don't keep your, and even for people who don't have diabetes,
mm-hmm.
if you don't keep that sugar under 110, 100, you're going to eventually, over a long period of time, develop some cardiovascular problems, heart trouble,
mm-hmm.
stroke, kidney problems,
mm-hmm.
okay? And you can see that being true because when you have the largest number of people in the United States die from cardiovascular diseases,
mm-hmm.
what is that related to? You know, we can see that's going to probably, in some point in time, be directed right back to having a high sugar level in your blood, but not necessarily being called diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But, so it's very important for you to keep that sugar under control.
Absolutely. And more than that, Dr. Jones, we are seeing so many more people on dialysis because of various things like diabetes and hypertension. And so we're seeing more and more of our family and friends on dialysis, and it's almost becoming, sad to say, normal.
Yeah, and that, again, is a catastrophic problem, especially in central Louisiana. I tell you, I do the surgery where we call the fistulas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll put in shunts so they can have the dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be amazed how young people have this problem, high blood pressure, or diabetes, who just didn't get diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
Again, prevention is very, very important. I mean, mm-hmm. it's an ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure.
Right.
You can't overstate that.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get diagnosed early, get treated early, so if you don't get to the end-stage problems with cataracts,
mm-hmm.
with end-stage kidney disease, you're going to need dialysis.
And, you know, as you're saying that, I'm thinking, you know, I talk about DC and I being on the lake and fishing all the time, and all of the lessons that I see that God is teaching us when we're out there. And one of the things that I saw on one of the last journeys, and I hope that this sort of parable, sort of metaphor will help someone, that as we were traveling down the lake and the hunters that were hunting the ducks, there's like this little area that they create and they sit like a duck decoy right there so that the other ducks can flock in and they can shoot them. So the moral of the story is this: don't be a sitting duck. Don't sit there waiting for life to shoot you down when you can go and get these free screenings that are simple, that are painless, that are non-invasive, and you can get that early detection so that you don't have to spend your life wondering whether or not you'll end up on dialysis, or wondering if you'll lose your eyesight, or wondering if one day your legs will have to be amputated. Mm-hmm. You know, this is insane.
Oh, yeah, no. I would use that metaphor and say, fly away to get a screen. Fly away from the extra piece of cake. Fly away from the high drink, okay? Fly away.
Oh, my goodness. Fly away, but don't fly too far away. Stay on point. We'll be back to wrap up right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam, a delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Wholesalers work with educators, parents, and law enforcement to implement alcohol responsibility initiatives in our communities. When it comes to preventing drunk driving, responsibility matters. To learn more, log on to www.beresponsible.com.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. I tell you what, you know what? Every single morning we try to give you information. That's my computer going. We try to give you information that's going to empower you to get better, to be better, and to just get healthy. And we said it all the time, and we said it this morning. It bears repeating. You know what? If you hear the information and you don't use the information, Dr. Jones, really, that's called being a fool. And that's an ugly word, but it just means that you don't want any correction, that you're not taking any advice. And so more than anything, not just during the holidays, we want people to be healthy. all year long.
Well, you know what? I think people are not necessarily being a fool, but they're being scared, you know, and they don't want to know anything bad. Mm-hmm. And they're worried. They may be worried they can't pay for it or whatever. Here's a free screening that's coming up next Friday. You come in and find this information out for free and see if you need to be treated. I don't think you can bypass that.
Right. And let me just say this. Let's not make foolish decisions. You know, and a foolish decision is not knowing and not trying to find out.
Exactly right. Like I said, out of sight, out of mind is not a treatment plan.
Right. And it's not a cure-all. It's not, you know, it's not going to get fixed when you make a foolish decision by not having your mammogram, by not following the parameters of what your sugar diabetes should be at, and making sure that you don't have an abdominal aortic aneurysm. Just early detection.
Also, prevention is worth a pound of cure.
I know. And sometimes, and we've been doing these shows for a long time, trying to deal with the health issues of all people. It doesn't matter if one ethnic group has a larger propensity or not. The fact of the matter is, Dr. Jones, is that these health issues are really faced by many Americans.
Oh, by everyone.
By everybody.
Now, you're not immune from this. You can easily have one of these problems that we talked about this morning and not know it.
Mm-hmm.
It could be diabetes, abdominal aneurysm. You could have it and not know it. Find out. Get a diagnosis. Get treated.
Absolutely. And you know what? There is help out there for people. And many people are saying, what's going to happen after I get diagnosed? Well, you know what? With the process, there is always some way to help people to get the treatment that they need.
Exactly right.
And to get those surgeries. And sometimes surgery's not even necessary, just changing your diet. And so that's what we're going to be talking about and we're going to be focusing on. We're going to have Dr. Rowe on tomorrow, as I said earlier, just talking about being healthy and doing all that we can do. And when we've done all that we can do, then we know that we have taken the steps that we know to take.
That's all you can do. But you have to make that first step.
But you have to make the first step. And there's going to be a big screening. It's absolutely 100% free and open to the public. December the 7th, Dr. Jones, starting at
8 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Absolutely. And so you will be there seeing those patients, and Dr. DeWitt will be there. And it's just an incredible opportunity for the community to come out and just make sure.
It's going to be at Cabrini Hospital, the Women's Pavilion.
At the Women's Pavilion. And if you have any problems, there will be somebody there that can help you to find that. Dr. Jones, as always, we thank you for being the change that you want to see, for working so hard to educate the community. And, you know, sometimes it feels like people are not listening, but I believe that they are. And I believe that people are ready to make changes.
And I want to feel that too, Colette, and I think that's true. But like I said, let's fly away to the screening. Right?
Let's fly away to the screening. Well, y'all, we're just about out of time. As always, you guys are great. And, you know, we just put it out there because we want people to get better. We want that knowledge to be powerful in your life, and we don't want people making foolish decisions that will affect their lives. And ultimately, you know, when one person is diagnosed with cancer or diabetes, it doesn't just affect that person. It affects families. It affects generations. And we can do better. We can do better, and we know that we will do better, because guess what? We can have what we say on this Hump Day Wednesday. We hope that your morning is off to a great start, filled with knowledge and power, and not only that, filled with action. We want to thank you always for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For David Christmas, for David the Second, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Wednesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Thursday.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, fireside blazing.